I masturbated this morning to the new issue of Playboy magazine.
Love it.
The guy at the newsstand got pretty pissed off, but hey, that's my time, you guys. I hope you enjoyed the show.
Dude, you just did half.
What?
You just did half my fucking material. I just did my fucking joke. Just did my masturbation jokes.
What are you talking about?
You just did my masturbation jokes.
Come on, dude, come on, stop.
Who is it? I'm the guy coming on next. The guy fucking does my material right in front of me.
All right, let's hear it for Jim Florentine.
Fuck, man. What the fuck's the matter with you? You fucking did it right in front of me, man. You don't do my jokes right in front
That's
of me.
That's not your fucking joke.
Yeah. Did you guys hear last night? Anyone here?
No.
No, but was anyone here last night and saw that I did those jokes?
He's
fucking
sorry.
Asshole.
No, he's not sorry. He knows. I've been working with the guy for fucking
joke.
6 months.
It's not your joke.
Wow, that was a great intro. That was like violence,
yeah,
comedy violence, breaking glass, breaking bottles, coming at you now, the vines.
God, it's just loud.
Yeah, it's really loud. You can turn it down a little bit, but we're going to keep it going, keep it going. Let the people hear it. Come on, a little more. Give them a little more. There you go. Come on. Lots of F words already?
Yeah, with this show's
it's already
like full of F words.
We're already in the crapper on this
one. Yeah, we're full. This is show 24.
The Corey and Joel radio show. Joel here.
I'm Corey.
That's Corey. This is The Vines with F the World.
Yeah.
Let's just call it Fuck the World since they've already said fuck 8,000 times.
Lovely shades of screaming.
Guitar solo. Good stuff. Aussies.
Yes.
We don't have enough Aussies in our show, apparently.
No, we can't.
We'll talk to some guy wrote us about how our show isn't international enough.
Well, it seems like half the fan mail we get seems to be from Australia.
Yeah, from Australia and just weird, far-flung places where there's absolutely nothing to do.
Yeah, the Truck Islands or something. I don't know what...
So, yeah, so we have some Australian content today.
I got this one voicemail. It was like, did that make nine? Good angel. That's all I heard. I couldn't tell what was going on. God.
Yeah, it was.
Just getting shit from Aborigines. They're sending me smoke signals.
Right, that's all right. Hey. Yeah. Hey, we might have to go to that country, take it over with a Coke bottle. It'll be great.
Wow.
They won't know what hit them. But, yeah, so that was The Vines from Australia.
Yeah.
From Winning Days, their second album, their underrated second album. I think we went and saw them on that tour, didn't we? The Vines.
Yeah,
with Jet. It was we just saw the Australian, Aussie.
We sold
over
the
America.
Flash in the Pan rock and roll tour. Jet and the Vines. Which
yeah,
really
I saw Jet with Oasis, and Jet kind of ate it in front of Oasis.
No one cares about Jet at all.
No, Jet
anymore.
People cared about in front of the Vines. Jet kind of. Because the Vines were really. Cause,
one hit wonder.
Nah, I like that guy, Craig, from the Vines. He's like autistic or something. Did you know that?
He's real bizarre.
Asperger syndrome. I met him. I met him at a restaurant in downtown Detroit before a show. He's a weird
really?
Dude.
Yeah.
Hi, Roy. What was that? Hey, Craig. Come show. Hi, Roy, man.
Oh, well, the place directly across from the venue is where they probably were.
Right? Yeah, they ate at the Sweetwater Tavern across from St. Andrews. I was in there. The music was in there and in the Vines.
That's
and
too local.
That's too local. But it was an Australian guy.
This show's going global, baby.
I met a guy from Australia. Yeah. There's Fregamenis in Australia. Did you know that? There's Italians in Australia.
How the hell did they get
there? I don't know. Like half of them left like our hometown and went to America, and then the other half went to Australia.
Did the Brits just like round up some Itais and send them down there?
No, they went there on their own.
Oh. Enough of you lot.
Well, someone had to pave the roads and reupholster the furniture down there, and that was the Italians. Yeah, so there's Fragamenti's in Italy. So, I mean, Australia. If you go to, there's Fragamenti's in Italy.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about some Australian stuff. We got some email from Australia, and what else have we got for people today?
No guests tonight, but that's okay.
No guests. We've kind of had our fill of guests lately. Like Jim McClane, and then we did, I think, a show without somebody. Then we had the crazy show 22, which if you haven't listened to and you're a masochist, go ahead and download show 22 with two girls screaming at each other and yelling and drunken marijuana being smoked. It was crazy. I had my girlfriend on show 23, and she was nice. Yeah. That was a nice contrast to go to my girlfriend. And I'm not just saying that because it's my girlfriend, but, you know.
No, you're just saying that because it's your girlfriend.
Hey, that girl can keep her mouth shut.
She really. I thought Kim was going to come on and, like, hammer you on what happened on show 22.
Negative.
Probably because she didn't really know what happened on show 22.
Well, she knows exactly what happened on show 22, and she's listening to this right now, and she knows exactly what happened.
Oh, we're going to have another.
Stop it.
We're going to have another
follow-through. Stop inferring, and you were doing that on last show, too. You were, like, inferring that I did something, and I did nothing, and you know I did nothing, and I know you did nothing, and you could do something if you wanted to.
I was all clear. I could have done something.
Yeah, you could have done whatever you wanted to.
It's true.
Yeah. You could have stuck a finger in each hole with the, you know. You could have picked them up like bowling balls and rolled them down the hallway if you wanted to.
I could have played the little Dutch boy. And,
yeah, you could have filled up the dike. You could have done what you wanted. But no, you did nothing, and I did nothing, and nothing happened except a really bad podcast, okay?
Yeah, in the hot tub.
And that was after, and we explained that on show 23. But I told my girlfriend all that
stuff. All right, enough about that. Let's move on.
But no, my girlfriend kept...
Because, one, those girls are never going to talk to us again.
Well,
so
yeah.
We're good.
Well, the girlfriend will.
Oh.
My
I like your girlfriend. I thought she was going to come on here and be a little more aggressive.
It might have made
with
for better radio, but that's honestly how she felt. She kind of didn't care. She goes, those girls were loud and bitchy, and I can tell you would never be attracted to them, and she's absolutely right. Excuse me. No, I had a toffee fay went down the wrong. No, a toffee fay went down the wrong pipe. I had a little cough there.
Yeah. You'd never like bitches.
No, toffee fay went down the wrong pipe. That's why I hesitated there.
Yeah, sure.
And so she knows that nothing would happen.
No,
and,
I just couldn't be attracted to a girl if she was unpleasant.
Well, hey, listen, I'm happy with what I got. You know what I mean? And that's why I'm happy, because she can sit there and she can hang and she can keep her mouth shut and she's not going to scream and yell and, you know, go on about ghost hunting. She's a rational, sane human being.
That what?
she's a good girl.
What, there was something wrong with ghost hunting?
And she's cute. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Very bizarre. Check out show 22. It's
check out show 22. For those of you, let's do a little business here.
It's my favorite show.
It's Corey's favorite show.
Although I like the one that I talked about, J-Date, too. That was a good one.
The J-Date was a great show. That might have been 19. Yeah, J-Date is great. It's another good show. Get all the shows for those of you who are on CoreyandJoelRadio.com. You can get the show on iTunes, but it doesn't have the full, complete archive of shows. That's only available on the website, CoreyandJoelRadio.com. So go to CoreyandJoelRadio.com. We got pictures of all our guests up there. My girlfriend, the two crazy girls from show 22, Jackie and Andrea, Jim McClane. They're all up there on the website.
Yeah.
Go to the archives on the right side of the page, which says shows.
PJ, if you want to see that nonsense.
If you want to see PJ.
Want to see that hot mess?
You can see PJ on the site.
He offered me his Tiger tickets this weekend, but...
we're both going to be out of town this weekend. He offered them to me, too. Because you want my Tiger tickets? I'm like, nah.
How about a week I'm home?
Yeah. Well, Tiger tickets are starting to become like the things nobody wants now.
Hot potato. Yeah, people are
post all show. I was reading an article last year. I think I was doing it in Ohio doing comedy, and it was like real late in the NFL season, like it was week 15 or something. And it was an article about a guy who had Brown season tickets. You know, they play outside, so it's ice cold. It's December.
Yeah.
And the guy couldn't get rid of his Brown season tickets. Not only could he not sell them, no one would take them.
No, he just tacked them up.
He tacked them to a telephone pole, exactly. Yeah. And then called a radio station and said, hey, there's two really good seats tacked up on a pole on the corner at 9th and Main. And some Pakistani 7-Eleven worker went out there and got him and took his kid.
Oh, good.
It was a nice story, but it was like nobody wants friggin' Browns tickets, you know?
Wow.
We're going to the Browns.
Yeah, well, I don't know how you talked me into that one.
Because we're going to see the Lions kick seven sage of shit out of the Browns. October 23rd at Cleveland Brown Stadium. We're coming down the Ohio Turnpike from Motown. And me, you, and Big PJ will be there. In the stands.
Yeah, yeah.
Up in Section 513 at Cleveland Brown Stadium.
We got to have PJ on again because...
we'll have him on there.
You know, you got to ask me, though, brother.
Yeah, if you don't ask me first, I don't come on. That's my rule. But
he's the Larry Brown of comedy, of Corey and Joel guests.
So PJ and I will be going to Cleveland. Maybe we'll do a remote from Cleveland. You want to do a remote? We'll do it on the iRiver.
Yeah,
from
sure.
Cleveland Brown sure. Stadium, the parking
lot. How about a remote of me peeing on the city of Cleveland? Just, we'll go find a tall building and I'll piss off the side
yeah,
of it.
Okay. And so we'll do
lousy,
that.
What a lousy fetid dump Cleveland is.
Cleveland is not great. Cleveland is not.
Yeah, you know, I was downtown, and well, Detroit has a lousy reputation. It's, yeah. It's an
our hometown.
Problem,
if you didn't know,
always,
we're from Detroit,
and deservedly so.
Yeah,
a good 47% of Detroit is crack houses. But you know, I was downtown today, and like they built this whole brand new park in the middle of town, and they got this big giant new office complex that was open there, and like there's a new Borders and all kinds of new stores and stuff. And I'm like, Cleveland's not really any different than this. There's two new stadiums down there.
No, Cleveland's, there's nothing good in Cleveland. Cleveland's all right. I mean, it's nothing wrong. I mean,
I'm so sick of hearing about the flats, man. And
the flats, you can go hang out.
Detroit's got much cooler stuff. And in about 2 more years, it's going to have exactly the same stuff Cleveland has. Like a
well,
district.
They have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and yeah. We have, like, new rock and roll that's actually happened now.
Right.
And they have a museum to shit that happened 50 years ago.
They have the Rock and Roll
Hall
of Fame. And no rock and roll that ever happened.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Downtown.
Wasn't Alan Freed from Cleveland or
that's
something?
That's why
crap
the, rock
like
and roll,
that.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is actually in Cleveland. One, because of a large campaign on the behalf of Ohio and the city itself.
They give them tax breaks and
right.
Crap on that.
And two, Alan Frickin' Freed, who was a DJ, who was known as the Moondog. The Moondoggy, Alan Freed. All right. Woo! Yeah, he invented the term rock and roll.
Okay. And so they gave him the museum.
And they got busted for payola.
Okay, well, that was the time.
And died penniless and insane.
Speaking of payola, if you want your record played on Corey and Joel
Radio.
Absolutely.
If you do.
Yeah, send us an email. We'll tell you where to send the check. And
folks, that goes for anything. I don't care what it is.
Yeah, we'll pay. Whatever. We'll talk about your stupid book or your movie.
Yeah, you want to sell a set of knives. I will talk about it here on the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Corey and I will sell maxi pads on the
yeah,
air. We don't care.
Whatever it is.
We'll try them on and everything.
We'll take your sponsorship
adult
dollars.
Adult diapers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we do want sponsors. Do we not want sponsors?
Hell, I'd do an ad for the Republican Party if they offered me enough money. Never voted for a Republican candidate.
Corey will do an advertisement for the Klan. Are you kidding me?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Folks. Hi, this is Corey of the Corey and Joel Radio Show. And when I'm not burning niggers at the stake, I enjoy a nice...
Queensryche. Oh, that's a deserved... Oh,
I don't have the Queensryche.
How do you not... Well,
oh,
you're
no,
going to take...
I
can
do.
Play some Queensryche. Oh. Wow. That just came out of...
Oh, I shouldn't have said it, and I didn't.
And we're in Detroit, and you say that, let alone...
I know.
Yeah.
I know, because you got to have a lot of lumber in Detroit if you're going to start burning the steak. That's, you're going to be deforesting much of the Northwest to cover that much steak. Oh.
I know, we got to burn the lawn. The house is already burned down. And then we just got
to... I'm just kidding! I love all you. No, seriously, I want to say to my friends in the African-American community, chill.
Chill.
Pat.
That's actually our friend. He's not telling him to chill.
I'm saying, no. We have a friend named Chill. I just want to reach out. I love y'all. I'm sorry. I apologize. That was inappropriate of me.
That's right. Much
I
love.
I told you niggas 9-10 times, stop fucking with me.
It's all right when Jay-Z says it.
Yeah, exactly.
But when you say it.
Exactly.
Hey.
Well, that's 2 N-bombs on the show already.
2 N-bombs. Queensryche. If you don't know why we play Queensryche, read the FAQ on Corey and Joel
Radio.
We're
doing great.
Queensryche has something to do with when somebody's racist. So.
Yeah.
All right. Get ready to queue up some Queensryche. Went to the movies last night with the girlfriend. Took the girl out for a show. And let me tell you something, folks. If you're a guy who lives in a big city, and Corey, we've complained about this, I think going back even to show 1 or 2 or 3, mm-hmm. You go to a lot of movies, you're a movie critic, and black people can ruin your movie. They talk to the movie. Look, I'm not saying all black people, but
no, well, here,
if a guy's talking loud to the movie, he's probably a black guy, right?
As a professional, I know which movies I'm going to have a hard time at.
Okay, yeah.
The Honeymooners.
Sure.
Is different. It's an entirely
right.
Different movie going experience. And you know, you go see, Me and You and Everyone I Know.
Right.
Or,
but this is well. Let me explain then. So I go to the movie.
Men Don't Leave or something.
This is exactly what I'm saying. If you want a black free movie going experience,
you go
folks,
see Big Mama's House.
No,
you know it's going to suck. People are going to be eating nachos, kicking your chair.
Yeah, if you want to sit with regular white people, if you want a black, you know, I don't care where you go. I don't care what deepest part of the city you go to see this movie in. Go see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the new Tim Burton movie.
Yeah, right.
Because there are no black people at that.
No.
And I go to a movie theater where there's some black people. I went to the Birmingham, and there's some black people there.
That's like handing out job applications. It'll keep black people out of the theater.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's like, yeah.
I gotta queue up Queensrÿche again.
Trying the Chocolate Factory. You might as well call that movie Hard Work. It's keeping them away. All right, play some Queensrÿche before I really get
we're
in trouble
doing
here.
It again.
Yeah, so Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which was awful, by the way. I thought it was horrible. I don't know how it's getting good reviews. It sucks.
You know, I used to see everything. I used to review every single movie that came out, and now my new job, I'm reviewing fewer movies, and it's good.
Yeah, you're a happy man now.
Well, no, I want to actually go back to doing what I was doing full time, but yeah, you know what? I don't mind occasionally not having to see everything.
No, I understand.
I would have been a time when I would have watched every single release that comes out.
Yeah.
And that'll burn your brain.
And yeah, what are you doing with all that? You got all that information rolling around in your in that big old cranium of yours, and where's it going?
I miss Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and I'm good.
And yeah, but I mean, you'd think maybe it would be good, and it got good reviews, and it sucked. Johnny Depp sucked.
Yeah.
And this whole backstory thing that, you know, they're like, oh, we're going to be true to the book. They made up this whole thing that had nothing to do with the book. Because in the old movie, like, they were like, all that stuff with Slugworth trying to bribe the kids was, like, not in the book.
Right.
And there were things, a lot of those songs, not the songs about when the kids got sucked away by the
Impa Loompas. You know, we could have got the clips of, you know, Gene Wilder and stuff.
Who gives a shit? They've seen that movie. Oh. You know, no one cares. Yeah. I just want to say the new movie sucks, and they had music in there that sucked. When the kids got, you know, swept away, there was the Oompa Loompa songs.
Augustus Gloop.
Augustus Gloop. Yeah, that
commercial.
Yeah, it was bad, and it was not a good movie. The old one is much, much better.
Now, what's the deal? The Oompa Loompas are these midget little creepy bastards.
They're midgets, and I was reading actually online.
And it's one guy plays all the midgets?
It's one Indian guy. It's one Dothead, and that's, no Queensrÿche for Dothead? Dothead goes by, no one gets offended by Dothead?
Wait, you mean Dots Not Feathers?
Dots, yeah, a dot, not feathers, yeah, what are those? Dot Indian, not a casino Indian. Okay, so it's one, it's like one, some guy.
That song just comes out like gangbusters.
Yeah, I know, well, I cut it that way. See, that's me.
Oh, you
that's
cut
me.
It like that.
I cut it like that, it's not like the beginning of the song.
Oh, there must be an 8-minute intro.
Yeah, that's like,
can we get like some silent lucidity? Because that
I've given you multiple clips of Queensrÿche to play on the show, and you've just decided that I Don't Believe in Love is going to be the one Queensrÿche clip.
All right, that's good.
So it's one Indian guy that plays all the Oompa Loompas, and they digitally do, and that
his
looks
name,
neat.
His name is Deep Roy.
Deep Roy, and he's actually in a lot of Tim Burton movies and does the voice and a lot of stuff. But he's the one Oompa Loompa because I guess in the book they were kind of like little Aborigines.
Yeah, right.
They were originally like drawn that way. There was an illustrated version of the book, and then later they turned them more into like gnomes.
Yeah,
in the illustrated version of the book. But yeah, they were kind of like little pygmy guys. So he kind of went that way with it.
They were like jungle kind of.
Yeah, they're like little guys who like were in love with cocoa beans, and that's why they ended up working in the factory. That's what they put it.
You know, I forgot. I read that book when I was a kid, so yeah. I forgot.
You can read that book in like an hour if you're an adult now. It's like no big deal.
But I do remember that something they didn't have in the movie the first time was they had short candies that look round, or square candies that look round.
That was in the book?
They had like candy that had eyes that would follow you around the room.
In the book?
Yeah.
Yeah. I read the book when I was like 10. I don't really remember the details.
Did they have gobstoppers in this one?
They had a gobstopper for a minute, and it just sucked. All that stuff with the candy was done much better.
Did they have the candy that like tasted like a whole dinner?
It was like, and then the blueberry pie made Veronica Beauregard or whatever, Violet Beauregard.
She turned into Star Jones. She ate that.
Turned into a big blueberry.
Yeah. She blew up.
And huge. It was done the exact same way in this movie.
Yeah. Violet Beauregard.
But when they get rid of Veruca Salt, they actually did the thing with the squirrels from the book instead of, like, the big egg.
Oh,
if you wanted an egg. We had these, like, CGI squirrels that were actually really awesome in this.
Yeah.
But the movie itself sucked. Johnny Depp sucked. This whole backstory about his father and how his father didn't love him. And he just sucked.
Well, folks, here's an important warning.
And he tried to give the factory to Charlie, and Charlie told him to F off. It was just not good. I'm ruining all the thing for him, but don't even bother. Just don't waste your time. It's $55 million.
Wait, Charlie doesn't want the factory?
Charlie does. Well, he does at the end, but he... Like, they just ruined the book. In the book, and like in the old movie, they were like, Charlie, you're such a good kid. We want to give you this whole factory. And he was like, blown over.
Yeah.
And Grandpa's like, you better, here he's just like... Well, he wouldn't leave his family to go work in the to take the factory.
Oh, F that.
Exactly.
First of all, stop. Here's my message to Hollywood. I'm going to go out there and start shooting Jewish executives in the testicles. Because you're all a bunch of kikes out there. And Oh, jeez. What is wrong with this show?
First of all, don't call them kikes, Clay. The much funnier word is heebie-jeebies. So oh, go ahead. Yeah, yeah. It gets much funnier.
Oh, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, Harvey Weinstein, you know
I don't know. This was Disney
Joe Roth,
or something. I don't know.
These names mean anything to you?
No, this is like, I don't know.
Lauren Shuler Donner. There's a lot of Jews out there, and I'm going to recircumcise all you cocksuckers. If you keep making these remakes, I swear to God.
I don't know, but just Tim Burton's like, we were going to be true to the Roald Dahl book.
And let's think of how
many... Roald Dahl wrote the script for the first movie.
Too many goddamn remakes there been this year?
A lot.
Let's look at it.
Let's do it, yeah.
Honeymooners.
Honeymooners, which kind of bombed.
Which blew chunks. Bewitched, which did nothing. There's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I mean, Batman.
Bad
News Bears.
Well, not even counting Batman, which is like going back to the same.
Yeah, Batman is
a chain.
Going
it's
back to the well, yeah.
Right. That's like a Bond movie, you know. That's
and
like
then,
a genre.
And then, you know, Dukes of Hazzard.
Which is straight up remakes. Assault on Precinct 13 is a freaking remake.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Dawn of the Dead. They just never end with the remakes.
And even stuff like Fantastic Four is...
It's reissuing, but it's taking... That at least has never had a movie.
It's before. Never had a real theatrical film. But
like, you know, I said cartoons and stuff. Freaking still to come, we got like Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard.
It just never ends.
Longest Yard, piece of trash.
Longest Yard was the worst garbage.
Well, Longest Yard was horrible. You know, Roger Ebert liked Longest Yard. I listened to his review the other day on movies.com.
Now...
That fat, cancer-ridden piece of shit, Roger Ebert.
He's really losing it. You know, I tried to, when I switched jobs, I quit my old job, and I went to this one paper who was running Ebert and syndication, and I was like,
yeah,
tried to explain to them that Ebert's a piece of shit, and that, like, they're not getting any real benefit out of having Ebert syndicated, but they didn't, yeah, whatever. But we have Roger Ebert, and I'm like, oh, come on, he's old, and he's gonna die soon.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know what? Sign the young coach.
Yeah.
You know?
Fat guy lost us.
Larry Brown is getting out.
How long's a fat guy going to live without a salivary gland?
Yeah.
Not very long, because he's going to choke on a donut or something if he doesn't have enough saliva. That's my theory. That's how Roger goes out.
He hasn't really lost any of that weight.
He goes out on a juju beat.
Doesn't cancer usually make you lose weight?
You know, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. He had that neck thing going on where there was like a big hunk missing
that was
from his
weird.
Neck. Didn't he do a show with a big bandage on his neck, too?
Yeah, it was bizarre.
I guess you just don't, you know.
After Gene died, when they were doing, like, they were bringing in guest hosts, they brought this guy Roper in, I think, largely because he's, 37, you know?
Yeah, he's not a complete, you know.
Yeah, it's like he's not a total fossil.
Yeah.
He's young, fresh blood. Mm-hmm. And when they were doing those like in between shows for a while with Cisco, like for about a year, they would bring in guests every week.
It was Ebert and Harry Knowles.
The first one they
News.
Did was Tom Shales and Roger Ebert. That's fatter
it's a mirror
than you,
image.
That's fatter than you and I.
Oh my God!
It was like two sumo guys.
Tom Shales is fatter than both of us put together on by his own. Oh, huh?
It was like two sumos in sweater vests.
But they're also like two guys with big giant round glasses who are fat.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, in sweater vests.
That was
Tom Shales is a great writer, by the way. Just for the record,
that
Tom
was
Shales
the
is...
No Tookie Patrol. Are you kidding me? Yeah, Tom Shales did that book Live from New York.
Yeah, Tom Shales is cool. Tom Shales is a good writer.
Yeah,
he writes some good stuff. I like.
He's
Tom.
Mostly a TV critic, but
yeah,
and then he brought Harry Knowles.
Oh God!
Who's not only fat, he's got all this ginger. He's got all this ginger on top.
Yeah, he's got this giant red mane, and then like a beard, and like all this stuff.
Just a giant fat, pasty white skin with red beard is not. That's not a good look.
Wasn't he in a wheelchair for a while? He was so fat. That's what I remember hearing about him.
I don't know. He looked like a dwarf from World of Warcraft.
He looked a mess and. And that's saying something when you're sitting next to Ebert and you look a mess.
Yeah, really.
I mean, you really
when
look a
Ebert's
mess.
When Ebert's the hot piece of ass.
Yeah, when Ebert's the attractive guy, you're God. A real fat pig. And that's what Harry was on that. So they did that for, what was the point of this again? Oh, the newspaper was running Ebert.
No, I'm just, I don't know, I just got an idea.
But Ebert liked Longest Yard.
I'm just saying that they somehow got guys fatter than Ebert to come in.
Yeah, they did find
so
fatter,
then they did hire
guys.
Roper to be like the younger guy.
The young.
Because you know Ebert's going to die soon.
And then it's going to be Roper and God knows who.
Who knew Gene was going to kick off before Ebert? Who would have expected that?
Oh, man. Gene, let Gene
look like young
let Gene
and
rest.
I'm
let
just
Gene.
Saying. I like Gene.
Gene. You look like their kid. You're fat and bald. You're amazing.
That's why I'm the perfect critic.
You're the perfect critic.
I'm a little bit of
Ebert. That's why they made you look like the critic. If they ever made a live action The Critic.
Yeah, I would star
that. That show The Critic with John. Actually, John Lovitz would probably star because he did the voice. Yeah. But, yeah. But you would be a good guy for
that. And if they ever make the show called The Greasy Fat Wop.
Yeah.
You'd star in that show.
Okay, The Greasy Fat
Wop. I'm just saying. I know The Critic. Okay.
The Greasy Fat Wop. How would that work? I'd be the Greasy. Now, who would play the Greasy? Would I play the Greasy?
You'd play the Wop.
Okay, I'd play.
Who would play the Greasy guy?
I'd play the Greasy Fat Wop. Okay. All right. Work. I'm trying to figure out. Now, is this the Greasy Fat Wop who bangs all hot chicks? Is that the story of the Greasy Fat Wop?
The Jew, the Italian, and the redhead gay all live together on Avenue A. Anyway. Oh,
what is that, Rent? What is that?
That was from The State, the old sketch comedy. Which, who cares? Now everybody who is on The State gets a show on Comedy Central. That's a role. Well,
that's good.
Reno 911, Stella, those guys, they all get gigs.
Yeah. Stella, I don't know who's watching that.
College kids.
Well, college kids that's all smoke a lot of marijuana and have nothing to do.
Totally for college kids.
Blow off their studies.
That and Adult Swim, that's all just for...
I don't know, man. Some of them cartoons is like... 2 frames a second, and you're like, hey,
flash animation.
Yeah, it's just some bullshit. I mean, I'm not trying to be cartoon snob and say you got to go back to the 40s, but
well, that Adult Swim started off kind of funny, and then it got so self-referential and so like arch and hip.
Yeah,
and like now they do these little bumpers that are all like,
because I like The Simpsons, and I liked Ren and Stimpy, and even Rugrats. I gave a spin for a while back in the day.
Rugrats, really.
Yeah, well, you know, before it was like for 3-year-olds, really? But Rugrats was trying to be some. And,
yeah.
No, it was one of the first sort of animated shows on, so I watched Rugrats for a bit, and that's about it.
Cartoon boom is over.
Yeah, and now it's just these really weird guys who are doing stuff online, and you know, now they get their own shows, and it's just not good.
Well, it's the cheapest way you can make a show.
I guess it is cheap, but yet again,
yeah,
something to be said for spending
a
couple of bucks.
And you can slap that on anything. I was at the mall today, and for a laugh, I went and took a peek in Hot Topic.
Oh, yeah, Hot Topic.
About 35% of the store is Napoleon Dynamite stuff. How is that movie the most popular thing ever?
Yeah, for those who don't know Hot Topic, how would you describe it for people that don't know it, if they don't have one?
Hot Topic is a way for kids who used to be punks who had to go down to some grotty, dirty, nasty place in the city to buy records, for them to go to a mall in the suburbs. And buy like dog collars and shit.
Yeah, it's a lot of like hip t-shirts.
It's like Blink 182 t-shirts. And
yeah, but you can get like a Motorhead t-shirt, and those
Ramones
have nothing to do with Motorhead or the Ramones or AC/DC, but they have all those shirts. Then they have like hip pop culture stuff,
Motley Crue ringers.
Yeah, and they have all this pop culture stuff. And now Napoleon Dynamite became this big thing.
It's like Spencer Gifts humped like a punk record store.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's like this marketed merchandise punk store.
Yeah, it's sort of like the Avril Lavigne.
But I get a laugh out of Hot Topic.
Because you went in there and it's all Napoleon Dynamite crap.
It was like 35% of the store,
but
literally.
You seeing Napoleon Dynamite. I remember I didn't see the movie and I still haven't. I have a copy of it floating around somewhere. Actually, it was on my iRiver when the guy sent me that because
he had Napoleon Dynamite.
So I remember you seeing that movie and you were like, yeah, I saw that Napoleon Dynamite. I go, oh, that kind of looked funny. He goes, you were like, it was all right. And that's pretty much all you said. You were like, that's all right. Then the movie came out, and it kind of did nothing, and it kind of came and went.
And now it's the biggest movie of all time.
And now it's the biggest friggin' movie of all time, yeah.
Kids, only with people under 20.
I was at my, this is good. I was at my girlfriend's house, and they have the local, like, school access channel where they show, like, all the talent shows and all that stuff, and the choir and the band.
Sure.
Those are actually quite funny. I recommend those. More laughs there than on Comedy Central for my viewing dollar. But anyway. So this was the local, like, I don't know, Utica Schools channel. And then the talent show, and it was like a fifth grade.
It's Eisenhower High School's Tribute to the Stars.
This was like middle school at the best, probably elementary school.
You know what's great? Like ice dancing sometimes.
Yeah, but listen to this. Yeah. There was a kid in the talent show, like a big, tall, gorky kid, doing the Napoleon Dynamite dance as his, like, talent.
Really?
And I, like, turned it on. I'm like, honey, what is this? And she's like, yeah, that's the Napoleon Dynamite dance. And I go... I go, well, the guy looks like a complete dork, but isn't that the point from the movie? And she's like, yeah, he's kind of doing a good job of it. And I was like, oh, okay. So now it's like, it's cool to be a dork if you're copying a dork from a movie.
Yeah.
But just being an actual dork, you're still a dork and you're still going to get beat up. But it's cool to impersonate a movie dork,
whereas
not to be a real dork yourself.
Like, it used to not be cool to run around like Horseshack. And
right, yeah, yeah.
Ow, Mr. Ooh, Mr. Carter! That wasn't cool.
Yeah. Being Arnold Horshack wasn't cool. But now if you
impersonate... But Juan Epstein, yeah, he was
Juan
cool.
Juan Epstein, yes. Freddie Boom Boom Washington. If you want... You can always act like Freddie Boom Boom.
Mr. Contact!
Anyway. Of course, Vinnie Barbarino.
Yeah, but that's so hack. I don't want to even touch it.
Hey! Hey!
This, by the way, the Vinnie Barbarino impression. Welcome back. Thank you. What are you doing over there?
That's my Vinnie Barbarino. Oh. Come on.
Yeah. I'm not even going to do it. I'm not even going to deign to do that.
Do your Gabe Kaplan. Come on. You do a killer Gabe Kaplan.
I do.
It's like I'm in the room with Gabe Kaplan. You do.
It's unbelievable. You want to hear my Gabe Kaplan? Here it is.
A New York Jewish intellectual communist crackpot.
There you go.
We should put up a bounty to see if you can actually work these in. And because I asked you for that.
It's a travesty of a mockery of a sham of a mockery of a travesty of two mockeries of a sham.
Anyway.
It was me on jury duty. I talked about that.
That was a great show because Gabe Kaplan would come out like at the... You know what killed me at that show? The little bit with this, the first like 20 minutes of the show would be the Sweat Hogs.
Yeah.
And the last five of it would be Gabe Kaplan and his wife.
Yeah.
Like, it had nothing to do...
Yeah.
Like, the wife only was there at, like, the end of the show.
Yeah.
She had no involvement in the rest of the storyline. And he'd come home, and he'd tell his wife a joke. You want to hear a joke?
But and didn't he learn lessons from the Sweat Hogs?
He would learn a lesson from the Sweat Hogs, and they'd tell a joke about his uncle Murdy or whatever. I remember.
Some borscht belt joke.
Yeah, he'd tell the oldest joke in the history of comedy. And then that hot wife would sit there and listen to it.
Was the hot wife Bailey from WKRP?
No, that's Jan Smithers.
Who was the hot wife from...
I'm blanking on her. Marsha.
Remember, we'll look that up in the break.
God, we're going to have to Google that. God damn.
Something Aussies don't get. Welcome Back, Cotter was a show about...
hey, Australia, eat my ass. Thank you. I'm talking about Welcome Back, Cotter.
Yeah, Welcome Back, Cotter was a show that made John Travolta famous. It was a show about high school... Punk.
After the break, we'll talk after school specials.
We can get those on DVD. We saw them.
I know. They come in a loose leaf.
God, we were looking at DVDs, TV DVDs the other day at the store. Oh, my God. It was ridiculous. It's like, no matter how bad your show was, it's probably out on DVD now.
Sure.
No matter how bad.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
It's a living.
Yeah.
get a big box out of that.
Look, when Small Wonder hits DVD.
Right. Has Perfect Strangers been out on DVD yet? Because
it's gotta be coming out soon. I can't imagine that they're gonna hold that back.
I personally am clamoring, and I will not rest. I will pick it until we get a copy of We Got It Made, the complete first series.
Which one was We Got It Made?
You remember We Got It Made?
No,
it was like this hot chick maid and these two dorky guys.
I don't remember.
These guys put an ad out for like it was like this is around the time of Bosom Buddies.
What was the show?
It was the one guy from One Crazy Summer. One Crazy Summer had an excess of funny sidekicks.
Yeah, because I was going to say.
It had Curtis Armstrong.
It wasn't Booger. It wasn't Booger Curtis.
And it had Joel Murray.
Okay, Joel
Murray. And it had Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, okay.
And then it had this other guy. It had four nutty sidekicks. One Crazy Summer, the amazing work of Savage Steve Holland. So, Australia, once again, let me reiterate, eat my ass. Because we're not doing material.
I think that's the name of the show, Australia, eat my ass.
Thank you. There you go.
There you go. Wait, they'll censor that off iTunes. Well, let's do this after. Do you want to do the Australia?
We'll save it.
But what were we talking about? Oh, movies on... Oh, yeah. I want the Kate and Ally box set on DVD.
I'm sure it's out there.
It's got to be. What was the show with the twins, like the girls...
Oh, yeah.
It
was still Double Trouble.
Double Trouble with French Stewart.
Yeah.
French Stewart was on Double Trouble. Remember they lived with their aunt in a boarding house?
I want the original ER with Elliot Gould.
With Elliot Gould?
And John Stamos.
And John Stamos and?
George Clooney.
And George Clooney, don't forget, yes.
John Stamos.
No, it wasn't John Stamos. It was George Clooney.
It was Clooney. And,
but there was some other people on air.
Oh, John Stamos was on that show with what was that? Ladies and gentlemen, 80 sitcoms with
John Stamos was on.
Stamos had a show before General Full Hospital. House. He had one before Full House, though.
He had General Hospital. He was Blackie.
He was Blackie, and then he had.
He had a sitcom.
What was Rick Springfield on that show?
Rick Springfield was another doctor, something. Dr. Noah. I actually watched General Hospital when I was in like fifth, sixth, seventh grade.
You know what's funny? Like,
because my mom watched it, I'd come home and have to watch. I watched all the Luke and Laura.
And
stuff.
My maternal grandfather, he used to tape Young and the Restless. This is a dude about 68 years old.
He would tape it.
Like retired Ford auto worker, real rough tumble guy. Yeah, he would tape the whole week of Young and the Restless and watch it on Sunday. You know, that was his treat.
Well, that's like SoapNet now. Your grandpa was ahead of the time.
Yeah, he would just watch
get SoapNet. They play the whole week of all my children.
He'd watch a whole 5-hour block of Young and the Restless. It might have been 90 minutes, too. So
it could have been 90 minutes.
It was like a 7-hour block. He just sit there and watch Young and the Restless. What's going on with cricket, Grandpa? I don't know.
Nothing like a role model like that when you're growing up, when you're a young, impressionable lad.
You know, my grandpa was smoked pipes and was like a real, you know, like rough, kind of gruff guy. Yeah, and he'd sit there and watch Young and the Restless. It's funny. Very weird.
Horrible.
Awful. So more 80s television.
More 80s TV stuff.
Tana's a big Elf fan.
Your ex-girlfriend, Tana? Yeah. Big Elf?
If that DVD had come out, I would have gotten it for at the time, but...
Oh, now that you're broke up, it wouldn't make sense. Well, buy your own goddamn Elf DVD, exactly. Tana.
I think I bought her Elf merchandise, I believe.
Oh, did you really? Yeah, that stuff all sort of came around again.
Remember, people thought Elf sucked at the time, though? Remember, it was not a good
Elf,
show?
Yeah, Elf kind of sucked at the time.
So Elf was popular.
Yeah, but stuff gets popular, and then, you know, like, who watches
it
now?
You know how you know a show is really popular when they make a cartoon out of it?
Yeah,
and Elf had, like, a cartoon.
Elf did have a cartoon.
There was Gilligan's Planet. They did a cartoon of that.
Did they really?
Yeah. They were like, let's put Gilligan's Island in space. Sounds wacky. All right. I like it.
All right. Now they went into space and Gilligan can't get them off.
Exactly.
They should have just killed Gilligan.
You know what? Space is a little harder to get out of.
It is. Did the skipper get him into space?
The professor probably got him into space.
Oh, okay.
No doubt. But please don't ask me the details.
No, people can email
there
us the details.
There was a Happy
of...
Days cartoon, if I remember, too.
There might have very well been a Happy Days cartoon.
Yeah, and then at some point, like, Fonzie met aliens.
There was a Jackson 5 cartoon. There was a lot of...
That's when you hit utter desperation.
70s cartoons.
Not only are you a cartoon remake of a live-action show, then they got to put aliens on your
Well, there
cartoon.
Was the WWF wrestling cartoon back in the day with Hulk Hogan and the Iron Sheik and all those guys.
The Jackson 5 cartoon was good.
Yeah.
And so was the Beatles cartoon.
Yeah, the Beatles cartoon was good, not the real Beatles.
Monkeys
voices.
Didn't make a cartoon because I guess they already were.
They were already a cartoon. So, woo! Having said that.
Banana splits. Anyway, hey, I could just do, this could just be the show for me. I'll just
this could be the show that no one cares about.
It's a living.
What's on the agenda? Oh, we're going to announce our new contest. It's all going to be after the break.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to talk, we are going to talk internationally about our friend in Australia. We've got some, we played the Vines. We're going to play more of the Vines in a second here.
Yeah.
So get ready to play the Vines, Court. We're going to come back. We have a new contest. We can win hot prizes on the show. And we're going to be international. We're going to talk about British slang.
Yeah.
And Australia. And whatever else we can come up with. Our new contest, which will incorporate people from all over the world. Actually, not, but from wherever.
You know, never mind Australia. How about the world, you lick my ass? Thank you. All right. And here
we
go.
The world, lick my ass. There, that could be the name of the show.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't decide the name of the show till it's over, folks. So
yeah.
We'll see. All right, let's play more Vines. Animal Machine from the Vines. We're going to take a break, and we will be back with you in a little bit with more show. So hang in there.
I'm looking down by the street, girl, you've been rocking a pretense. Save your money for the week you're gonna kill, 'cause I got something that the company know how to pay. Yeah, you've been locking a prison.
The Vine's there. Animal Machine, back from the break. Corey and Joel Radio. Show number 24.
Hey, you're yelly.
Oh, am I yelling? Sorry.
Sorry.
Show number 24, Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Live, coming at you now in stereo.
Woohoo! Take a break. Hope you listen to The Vines. For Australian friends, some of your music.
56 from down mono. But
56K mono.
It's not really stereo. It's
we're recording it in stereo, sort
hey,
of.
Hey, the Beatles are in mono.
The Beatles are in mono, and
or at least
everything's in mono, actually. Do people don't know that everything's in, like, anything that comes over the satellite, like any syndicated radio show, is all in mono.
Yeah.
You're getting in stereo, it says it's on stereo, but it is, but the feed is in mono. That's kind of like our show. Like, even though we're recording, like, the music's in stereo, yeah. Our mics are mono. They're one channel. They're sure. Mono. They're monophonic. So.
Well, we've lost the rest of the audience.
Sorry, wake up!
Woo!
Yo, hey there. Wake up there. All right, oh, back with the... Boy. We said we had this email from Australia. That's why we've been sort of, I don't know if we've been hammering Australia today, but this
well,
we have a
just,
request.
What's really weird about this show is as soon as we put it on iTunes...
Yeah.
Like, beforehand, we really only got American letters.
Yeah, we get a lot. Yeah. That's
but
true.
They put this thing on iTunes, and we get all this international
It's tons
mail
of
now.
International, and it's great, and we love it. If you got email to send us, yeah. You have comments about the show, email us at email@CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
More than email a few. Like, you know, we got one from Iceland.
And one from Montreal. And
yeah, and England. And
England
stuff.
And stuff.
But, like, we get a bunch from Australia.
Yeah, but Australia is just, like, the king of our... That's where our show is biggest. It probably isn't, but for some reason they like to write to us, which is fine.
I bet we're huge in Israel. But yet...
we're the bomb.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, now.
Hey, don't say bomb in Israel
I'm
in the same
kidding.
Sentence.
It's all a right. joke. I know exactly what I'm doing, folks. Professional comedian. All right. professional comedian, you're in good hands, yeah. folks.
Hey, Joel, what's that?
What's that?
This? A letter.
Hey, I have
for
a letter.
Me.
For me and for you. This is from, I love this because it's from Australia. And it's a guy named Carl Steakhoven Smith. That's I shouldn't say the guy's
wait,
name,
wait,
should I? Should I say the guy's name?
What was the guy's name?
I think
name?
I already said it. Yeah, Carl, his last name's Carl. It's like Ren's last name from
right.
Ren Hohen from
Howick.
Yeah. Howick. Carl Steck. Should I say the guy's name or not?
Go
I
ahead.
Said it.
What's he going to do? Come from. He's going to get in his boat and row from Brisbane or whatever? Yeah.
He's going to throw his boomerang from there. <He's> gonna...
What was all the guy's right. name again?
Carl Steakhoven Smith.
That's faggot stuff.
No.
If you want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
So, yeah. So, Carl, we've got some Carl. So, give me some Australian. You have an Australian flavor over there for
oh,
me?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I read this. I'm going to read this, and we're going to put some Australian. Some authentic. There you go. This guy's an Aborigine, too. I'm sure.
Yeah,
that's name. All right. This is from Australia. So, this is getting in. This is what it sounded like when the guy was writing it, I'm sure. Dear Corey and Joel, I've been listening to your show for a while now, from episode 17 onwards, and although I love what you guys are doing, I wonder if you could talk about subjects in an international arena rather than so locally. What the hell does that mean? We talk about our friends and chicks we're trying to bang? What does it mean?
What's really in an international arena?
I have no idea.
Let's talk about that G8 summit, Joel. What do you think about that?
The international arena. I don't know what that means. Okay. I know, and he spells no, N-O. I know... that it would be difficult, but from what I've heard from you guys, you seem to be pretty on the pulse.
So that wasn't fair. That music was not fair.
We're on the pulse. Yeah, that was not authentic Australian music. That was just
no,
racist
this is
of you. Yeah, this is exactly what.
Watch me while
this is what the white guys in Australia sound like.
You're a dangerous breed.
All right, guys, keep reading
so
this.
Watch me wallabies feed all again.
Tie
me kangaroo down, sport. Tie me kangaroo down.
Tie me kangaroo down.
That's freaking great. That's the next national anthem.
Yeah.
I'm just a little old Aussie uni student, loving what podcasting has done for my iPod, and I wish not to feel so left out as my country at this point has very little culturally relevant material available through this medium. Well, Carl, we're playing your number one hit of all time. England gave us the Beatles, the United States gave you jazz,
and the country has
rhythm and blues, and
beaches
Motown.
And kidney pie. That's all you guys got down there.
And I love Aussies are such a weird, effed up group of mutts. Because this guy's got like a Swedish name, or the guy Franz, that emailed us who had some effed up name.
Franz with a K? How does that
work? What the F is that, man? Hey, Corey, first of all. I'll be honest, Carl's probably sitting there going, you know, we don't all listen to Timey Kangaroo Down. Play some real Australian music, please, please.
You're right, I'm sorry.
This is racist, this is like some...
That's not right.
This is what people think of when they go to Australia, and it's just not right. Don't do that. It's not right.
Yeah.
Because this is what most Australians are sitting around doing. This is number one on the Australian hit parade.
Look, I'm sorry, a-holes. I didn't I didn't load up any, you know, midnight oil or whatever. I don't have any in excess for you cocksuckers. Australia. You're like the third worst Commonwealth country.
Hey, they're free like us, man.
Yeah.
Waltzing
Matilda. Free to shut the hell up.
Waltzing Matilda.
Let's talk about international issues. You know what? From now on, the show's going metric. We're going to provide you 12.8 liters of laughs.
36 hectares of entertainment.
Gosh, Joel, you're a large bloke. How many stone are you?
About 15 stone.
All right, you got about 15 stone, man.
Right.
Here's what I have to say. What was that guy's name again?
Carl Steckhoven Smith. Right. The guy's regretting emailing us.
I really do appreciate you listening to the show. We got a letter from Perth.
Yeah, we got a letter from Perth.
Sydney, Brisbane.
Sydney.
Everybody, I love the Australian people. I want to thank you for listening. Now sold off, you tosses.
Sorry, they're crap tossers.
Sorry.
Sorry to correct you.
Sorry, I don't have any clips of the crocodile hunter.
If we did, we.
Here's what I recommend, Australia. You want to be taken seriously as a country? Stop sending us these jagoffs in short pants chasing around alligators.
Didn't they give us Sha-na-na? Wasn't that them?
Sha-na-na.
Sha-na-na is not from Australia.
I don't know what that.
I think Sha-na-na is from Australia. I think it was the Vines.
Yeah.
A ripoff of Nirvana. Yeah.
Kylie effing Minogue.
Kylie Minogue.
You know what, though? I will give you credit for Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts.
Let's hear it for
Nicole
Naomi
Kidman, if she wasn't insane. But yeah, Naomi Watts.
There's this chick, Jacinda Barrett.
Jacinda Barrett.
Yeah.
She was on Real World London, and now she's getting naked in some movies. Yeah. And we love Jacinda Barrett.
Give that up for Australia.
Any other hot Aussie broads we should talk about?
Russell Crowe is extremely hot.
Right, Russell Crowe, hot Aussie. That's a piece of ass right there, Russell Crowe. Catch me alive, righty, and his ghost. This is so awful. Right beside that little bone, you'll come
a-waltzing Matilda. Oh, okay, that's enough about
that's enough. Sorry, folks, for that, but that's waltzing.
We get all this Australian email.
And we're like, how do we make an Australian show? We don't know jack about Australia.
Sorry, unfortunately.
Let's face it, your country, you export, you know, you watch like a movie or an American television show, American movie. It could be take place anywhere in the country. It could take place in the Great Plains. It could take place in New York. It could take place in L.A. And in Australia, you just export this crocodile hunter crap and what is it? The guy, Danny Deckchair, and all this crap like
Danny,
that.
Yeah, if you go to England though, they do watch like they
Priscilla
reason,
Queen of the Desert.
They'll watch Australian soap operas in England though.
Yeah, is it Neighbours or what
right
was it?
Neighbours, right?
Neighbours or what's the other one?
EastEnders is the British show.
EastEnders, but Neighbours is the Australian show.
Right, and the Brits all.
Who
watch
was that. The who's the skirt? A
lot of
Natalie Imbruglia was on that.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah, that's kind of like the training grounds.
Yeah, you know, to be a pop star, you got to be on a show, which is ridiculous. Look, we have ridiculous pop stars, too, but...
By the way...
We haven't sent you Clay Aiken yet, you that homo.
For our Australian listeners, if you can send me any information about a show called The Tribe...
The Tribe?
Which was on American TV, on buried on a cable channel. It was about an apocalypse which killed all the adults, and the teenagers formed, like, tribes that lived underground and in malls and stuff, and they painted their faces, and it was a bad soap opera, but it had this, like, apocalyptic element to it,
okay.
And I loved it.
So Corey wants info on
it
the
was
tribe.
All like, right, you know, whatever.
So email us at email@CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Yeah, if you're a fan of the tribe, let me know.
Email us, email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Do you want to do that book, or do you want to talk about a contest?
We have a
contest.
I got a book.
We'll do that some other day. That'll be a whole other show. This is the Australia show.
That's right.
Although that is the Queen's English.
I was going to add some international content.
That's all right. We're going to bring it. We're actually going to talk now about the United States, but maybe we'll do an international version of this very contest. But I think this is a good contest. Remember that email from Oklahoma we read it last time about how Oklahoma
hey, Joel,
sucked?
How many meters do you think my ball sack was in circumference? What do you think?
How many meters?
It's not a meter. Maybe it's
centimeters?
Centimeters, yeah.
Centimeters of your ball sack. And not knowing
how many millimeters is my taint? Now that we're doing the show in metric.
Millimeters is your taint. I'm not sure how many millimeters is your taint. And I'm not ready to measure.
12. Yeah.
12? Okay.
I'm just guessing.
Like next pot show we do, we'll measure your taint.
We're measuring taints on the next show.
We'll be taking vaporizer hits annually on the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
You're not getting this on Ferg's show.
No, F you, Ferg, you piece
Ferg
of crap.
Ferg is not measuring his taint.
Yeah. Ferg, I don't know what Ferg's doing on his show.
You know why? Because I never listen.
No one knows what Ferg's doing because nobody's listening. All right.
Talking to his dumb wife.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, did we read that email?
You know why? Our
did
show...
we not? Did we read the Ferg email?
No, we
email?
Didn't read that.
Oh, do we do it now or do we save it? That was awesome.
Why don't you read that? Since we're doing...
Okay, can you vamp for a minute while I print that out? I got to go to the printer.
Yeah, sure. So let me talk about Australia a little bit, okay? You know, this is a country that just breeds white people. It could be the whitest place in the history of white people. I know you have Aborigines down there, and you probably have some Maoris who come over from New Zealand if you let them over, and, you know, whatever. But God bless you and your fertile shores of boring whiteness. God, is Australia lame. I can't...
Yeah, Australia stinks. It's just...
I mean, okay, it's gorgeous. There's beaches.
There's nice stuff there. My brother spent like 6 months in Australia when he was working for his company. They sent him over there.
You know, but it's like... and I keep reading how Sydney's like the greatest city in the world. And then what do you guys...
I'm sure Sydney's great. I'm sure I'd love to go to Sydney.
And what have you guys provided for us in the last... what have you given us?
Zero.
Yeah. The boomerang, the didgeridoo, a billabong... and freaking men at work. Okay, this is what you provided.
Some cultural exchange.
Yeah.
They talk about, like, there's a trade gap. There's a cultural trade gap.
I would rather go to Cleveland than Brisbane. I guarantee Melbourne. And then there's this Aussie rules football bullshit.
Yeah, and the guy sent us, Frank sent us, Franz.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce the guy's freaking name. Sent us the picture of the guy who's like...
Oh, right, the line judge, the umpire.
Everybody,
umpire.
I'm not going to print out his email. I should have prepared, but F it, who cares? Right. Anyway.
In Australian football, they've got like an umpire who just stands in the end zone.
Yeah.
And he wears like this like Panama Jack hat. And,
he looks like a British imperialist who's taking over India or something.
Yeah.
Something out of Zulu.
A pith helmet or some crap. And he just kind of points when like there's a goal scored. But
all right. So we're talking about the Ferg show, Air Ferg, if you want to listen to that crap.
Yeah.
If you go on iTunes, here's why Ferg's a homo. I'm going to say this before I get to this. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of stealing this guy's thunder with that comment. If you go on iTunes, you know how you can search for shows by, like, if you go to shows, comedy, and you scroll down, it'll say the Corey and Joel show. It starts with TH.
But you should just subscribe to the Corey and Joel show.
Just subscribe to our show and F the other shows. Literally, me and Corey, when we started the show, we listened to all the other comedy podcasts, and they literally all suck, and I'm not kidding you. I know that sounds like hyperbole, like two guys who are kind of bitter and think they're the funniest guys in the world, and I'm not saying we're the funniest guys. The funniest guys doing podcasts.
It's science fact.
Yeah, well, whatever. These guys suck balls. I mean, ever these other shows. If you want, and so Air Ferg, you know what they're doing now? Have you seen this scumbag move? Where they put a dash in front of their name, and then they're at the top of the list on iTunes instead of like where we are, which is like where it says TH, the Corey, which we don't care. We get tons of bandwidth. We got tons of listeners, way more listeners probably than those idiots have.
What's that smell? Ooh, I know that smell.
That's for a show. It's
shit. That show is sucking so bad I can smell it.
You know what I
here.
Think about? Well, you get ready with Ratso Rizzo when I'm done with this email. But anyway.
Sure.
All right. Okay. We got this email. This is a kid named Sebastian. I don't know where he is. I'm assuming he's a kid. He's from Scottsdale, Arizona. So here it is. Okay. Since you guys always shit in Ferg's face, Ferg's a guy from Air Ferg. We make fun of him. He's our dog. I wanted to listen to it and see how it is. So he listened. He says, "It's the worst show ever. What a fucking fag Ferg is and his retarded dumbass wife who doesn't know shit." This is an actual email. I'm reading it. Listen, it's on paper. You hear that? That's actually on paper. I printed it out on my brother laser printer. Listen to this. Oh, it goes on. "I want to kick him in the face and smash his head into a windshield."
Now, I'm not advocating violence.
No, I don't advocate violence against Ferg, but he's awful. "I know I'm not funny. Well, I love your show. It's awesome. Anything that keeps me busy at work, you guys are the best. I voted for you guys." He voted on Podcast Alley if you want to vote on Podcast Alley.
Please do.
Sebastian from Scottsdale. Thank you a lot, brother. So Ferg, according to this, and the subject of the email was Ferg is gay. "We always shit on Ferg's face. What a fucking fag Ferg is and his retarded dumbass wife who doesn't know shit."
Wow.
That should be like, you know.
Wanted.
"It was the best of times. It was the worst of times." That's as good a quote as that. You know, what's the famous line that starts the book? Is it that? What was that?
Yeah.
Is it Tale of Two Cities? Is that what that? Yeah, okay. Yeah. That's like the greatest line ever written right there.
Wow.
"I want a fucking fag for a gay and his retarded dumbass wife who does no shit." Thanks, Sebastian from Arizona.
Yeah. You listen to that Ferg show?
No. Do you know why I think about that Ferg show?
Here's a sample.
I think this has it.
What can I talk
about? Here's the Ferg show.
Nothing to talk about.
Actual audio from the Ferg show.
I've been told before, so don't tell me it's not true, because it's a fact. I bore people. People look at me and they get bored. People listen to me and they zone out, bored. Who is that boring person?
Yeah, that's the Ferg show. That's Ferg talking.
I've never before met anyone so boring.
Yeah, God.
And then I think we have clip of the wife. Don't you have a clip of the wife talking on the Ferg show, too?
It's right here.
Do you have a clip of the wife?
Beth, how do I get up to Marion?
That's
is it
enough
five or what?
No, if I don't go to Marion, you got to get Evans.
There's Ferg's wife.
Cross over the street on Evans, and you get transferred.
That's Ferg's wife.
Yes, you take the cross the street, you transfer on Evans.
Cross from Evans.
Could you be married
to
that?
Two times, you really have to listen.
I tell Ferg's wife's getting upset.
Right, if they don't listen, it's our own fault. Here comes a bus. Here comes a bus.
That's Ferg's wife.
Wow.
And Ferg is the most boring guy in the world. So Ferg, F you.
Oh my God.
Once again.
Here they are in bed.
This is Ferg and his wife in bed? Oh my God. How did we get this? This is rare.
This is very clandestine.
Oh my
operative
God.
Stuck in their bedroom.
Yeah, did you leave your eye river in the bedroom?
Did
you record that?
Right.
Unbelievable.
I lost my energy.
I know, but you bust on Ferg. You sort of, I know, we sort of reverted to our greatest hits where we used to just bust on Ferg all day.
Queensrÿche. This is an old school show.
We used to bitch slap Ferg around the podcast alley forums. Now I'm done with that.
Yeah, you know, Ferg actually had some nice technical advice for us and plugged actually. Yeah,
he didn't have it. No, F him.
Well, he said we were on iTunes first.
We were on iTunes first. You know, I were on iTunes first because I'm bright and I know how shit works and I put it together. I put together our website and our RSS feed and all that crap and I keep it tight. I keep it real for the people.
Here's the thing, though. I think Ferg honestly listens to our show and is a fan.
Of course he's a fan because we're funny.
Here's the thing. I would never listen to your garbage show ever if you paid me.
No, there's not.
Actually, that's not true, because if you paid me, I would endorse the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, we'll endorse Ferg. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Ferg,
you want me to listen to the show and sponsor it?
We'll do an advertisement for Ferg. We'll do an advertisement for PK and Homo J and all that.
Yeah.
We'll do an ad. Well, all those crappy shows. We'll endorse all of them.
Yeah, Keith and the Girl.
I'll
endorse your garbage show.
Yeah. We'll do whatever you want us to do
if you give us money.
For money.
That's right.
There was a guy. Did we ever talk about the Terre Haute guy, or should we talk about it? We can talk about it now. Fuck that guy.
We
never heard back from the Terre Haute
Jack.
Guy. A guy's like, hey, I own this radio station, a real radio station. It was 93.9
right.
In Terre Haute, Indiana. The guy's like, I want to put your show on the air because I think it's funny. I want to air it. And we were like, we thought about it for like a day and emailed him back and said, well, can you pay us? And we never heard back from the guy. So if you're listening in Terre Haute, whatever your dickhead name was, F you.
That's a wonderful bridge. I don't want to go to that town anyway.
You know what I thought about that guy? I got
Terre Haute, Indiana.
I was thinking, you know, what more email could we get? And then there was that. Then there was that guy.
Yeah.
That asshole. You have
and
the,
then there's this asshole.
That's that guy.
Yeah.
That asshole. So F you too. Now we're just telling people to fuck off. This is great. We're gonna do our contest.
What a wonderful time!
I've been plugging the contest. We're down to like 15 minutes left. I gotta get the contest.
All right, get the contest.
Can we do this? Because we got an email from Scottsdale. If you guys remember, we read an email from Oklahoma who said Oklahoma sucked. Because we make fun of Indiana, we just made fun of Terre Haute, Ohio. So the Corey and Joel radio contest is this, folks. We want to know which is the worst state in the union. We want to know if you live in a state, whatever state you have to live in this state, we want you to write in and tell us why your state sucks. Like, we've told you why Michigan sucks and why Detroit sucks if you listen to this show.
This was sparked off by a letter we got from a guy in Oklahoma.
From a guy in Oklahoma who said his state was worse than Indiana, Ohio, places we've traveled to
and
many times.
Let me clear you up. There's a lot of garbage out there. There's a lot of states that blow.
Absolutely.
I'm talking to you, Alabama.
Alabama blows?
Yeah.
I've never been there, but Alabama certainly.
Mississippi, I want to hear from your gay ass.
Listen, what we want people to write in is write us just a paragraph. Send it to email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Write to us why your state sucks. Why does it suck? The people that live there, the economic conditions, that you can't get good, you can't get boobs on TV, whatever it is in your state, wherever you live, tell us why it sucks.
Indiana's a front runner. I'm not going to argue.
I mean, how can you not bet on West Virginia in this?
How can you not bet on
West Virginia?
You sister fucking morons in West Virginia.
People might hate New Hampshire. A guy might be listening to New Hampshire and say New Hampshire sucks.
I like New Hampshire.
Or New Mexico sucks. Or Oregon sucks.
I've never, you know.
Or Idaho. It could be anywhere. So if you're listening and you think your state sucks.
I've never been to Idaho, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Okay.
But I bet your state sucks.
But we want to hear from people in Idaho. We
want
to know how
evidence,
bad it sucks.
We want a case. Present your case.
Yeah. So we will be doing this over the next couple of weeks on the show. So send us an email. Tell us why your state sucks. Email it to email.
Because we're from the fine state of Michigan, which is a truly
completely sucks.
State.
Yeah. Which is horrible. But I don't think our state is the worst state. I think our state sucks. It doesn't suck.
You
that
know what?
Bad.
It's all flyover country.
Right. And you know what? If you're living in if you're living overseas, maybe we'll do a how bad your country sucks contest.
Yeah.
But right now we're going to limit to the United States because we're going to mail our prizes. What prizes are we sending out? To be decided.
Yeah. Well, prizes may include the
may
following.
Or may not include.
We will. There will definitely be two autographed headshots.
Yes, we get our autographed 8x10 glossies from Corey and Joel. We'll sign them personally autographed to you and dedicated to you and your crappy state. We'll send you a little Toffee Fay, a little 4-piece Toffee Fay.
Yeah.
You get some Toffee Fay. Enjoy Toffee Fay while listening to the Corey and Joel.
The candy that's too good for kids.
The candy that's too good for kids. Toffee Fay, which doesn't sponsor the show.
And it should.
And it should. So if you're listening
to
Stork.
We give Toffee Fay free plugs every damn
time. Yeah, we do Toffee Fay every goddamn day on the show.
Screw it, though. If Nerds wants to give them the money, I'll start plugging Nerds.
You know what? I'd love a Caramello, that creamy Cadbury taste of a...
100 grand? I love that candy bar.
But instead, we plug Toffee Fay.
I'll plug the crap no one likes, like Zagnut.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of honey. I don't give a crap. Whatever lousy candy you have. You give me the money, I'll endorse you.
Corey will plug a slowpoke. He really has to.
I did plug a slowpoke once, and the cops never found out about it.
Was that the Belmont last night? Was there a slowpoke?
Oh, boy,
there
was.
Did you give her a slowpoke?
No, there was fast poking going on. Was fast poking in the parking lot going on.
So we'll also give you the Gathering of the Juggalos DVD. Of course, for those of you who don't know, I work as Upchuck the Clown at the annual Gathering of the Juggalos. With Insane Clown Posse. That's this weekend, and I have a great video DVD from last year.
Yeah.
Tons of naked girls, me running around in a clown outfit.
Outstanding.
Outstanding, really hardcore pornography.
If these guys in Insane Clown Posse knew their business, they would sell this DVD.
They would sell it, but I don't know. They're too busy selling, you know, violent rap to little kids instead of me with 20,000 naked girls.
They're too busy wearing...
Which I'll be doing. Oh, do you want to see the
wearing new... Wearing clown makeup and rapping.
So that's what I'm doing this weekend. I'm doing the Gathering of the Juggalos. We'll talk about that.
We are a friend of the Juggalo Nation, though. Ninjas, ninjets.
Ninjas, what's happening? Check out the freshness on the Corey and Joel radio show. My ninjas. West Coast, East Coast. All y'all hard hitting. All right, see, I gotta get in the.
Can we get some Nedden for a ninja?
We can get some Nedden. But here, check.
There's a whole language to this Insane Clown Posse bullcrap. There's like a whole dialogue. He's pulling out the costume.
Yeah. Well, I had a. I do this every year, and I had this. They originally gave me money to do a costume, and it was like just the stock clown suit from this costume shop, and it was all right. But then it started falling. I did that for 2 years. It kind of fell. So now I got like a fresh like. Hoodie
you're
style.
You tell me 2 years of exposure to 5,000 alcoholic, drunk, high on teenagers with weed.
Yeah,
you got something on that suit?
Yeah, I did. I did, but I washed it, and then I had my seamstress, the lovely Ann Hubbarth,
getting toothy BJs from runaway girls.
And hi Kim, I love you. And so here
this
is
before you.
This
were
is before
back
I met Kim. This is before I met Kim.
You broke up with Kim once. You can do it again.
She broke up with me. All right. Here's the new outfit. See, I took the clown suit. I got. You haven't seen
this
yet.
Is the first time I haven't seen.
First time. So what I did. Let me raise the mic here. And then I took. So I bought a jersey. Do you see this? Look at that. And I took this baseball jersey and I attached the suit from the the arms from the clown suit. And look at the back, man. Look how fresh the back is, man. Check that out.
Wow.
Upchuck 05.
It's somehow even more wiggery.
Yeah, look at that. Isn't it? It's very... So this is what I'll be wearing at the Gathering of the Juggalos this year, man. What
that's kind of cool.
You like it? Ann did this. I mean, I designed it, but Ann actually sewed it together.
I can't believe that you let Ann do
I let Ann, and you know what? Ann can sew. Can't tell a joke, but Ann can sew.
Just checked in to see what condition that your kitchen is
in. We can have her do that live.
No, we can't. No, we can't.
Hey, we have thousands of listeners all over the world. Yeah. People in Australia might enjoy.
I don't want to infect the country.
The turkey song, the Ann Arbor turkey song?
No.
So I'll have some, you know what, I'm going to get some pictures. We're going to talk about the gathering next show because I'm doing that. I'm actually going out to Ohio tomorrow. I'll be there this weekend.
By the way, if we have any listeners in the Benelux countries, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please write in and tell me exactly what the Benelux countries are.
The Benelux countries in and what.
If you're in a Stan. We'd like to hear from you.
Okay,
a Kazakhstan.
Sure. Oh yeah, a Stan. Yeah, sure.
Pakistan. A Stan. Anything that ends in a Stan.
Sure.
Yeah. You just let it go.
So, yeah, so you guys can...
Turkestan.
But tell us what state sucks.
Turkmenistan.
That's the contest. That's the contest, is what
if
state sucks.
If your state sucks worse than Turkmenistan, you let us know on the Corey Joel.
We're going to send you Toffee Faye, the Gathering of the Juggalos DVD autographed headshot.
I've got my money on Indiana.
Well, Indiana, if you can make a good case for... Even if you live in California, you say, hey, there's too many goddamn Mexicans here. That could be a valid complaint.
Yeah.
Or it's too hot in Arizona, or whatever it is.
California's not winning. I'm going to tell you that right now. California's a
great
state.
If you're the greatest writer who ever lived, you can convince me that Hawaii is the worst state in the union.
It's probably pretty boring, but it's so gorgeous.
You know what? It's gorgeous, and the NFL's on at like 8 a.m., and I could go for that.
You could go for 8 a.m. NFL?
Well, why not? You got the rest of the day to kill. You're watching Sunday Night Football at like
That's
4.
That's true. You know, NFL...
3 in the afternoon.
You know, football season's coming up, folks, and we're going to have a very special...
we're going to do a football league? Fantasy football league?
We have not set it up yet, so don't let us know. But
that and the mailing list are coming soon. We're still going to work on the mailing list.
We're plugging, so...
I know.
How about we get a goddamn phone?
Oh, for the show?
Yeah, we don't have a phone.
Yeah, we don't have a phone.
How about you call the Brown phone?
Oh, yeah, okay. I know. The phone might happen. There's some news maybe there.
Until we get a phone, folks, call PK&J's Brown phone.
We called Air Ferg on the air, and he never said anything about it. We called his voice line.
But please call...
Do you want to call the Brown phone on a
Yeah, let's call the Brown phone.
Call the Brown phone. We have nothing else to do.
Please call the PK&J Brown phone and tell them how much they suck.
Tell them... If you want to do us a favor, if you're like a really crazy super fan, like that guy Jim or...
Nicole.
This guy Sebastian.
Super fan Nicole.
Nicole.
She sent me an email like, oh, you called me a super fan.
Super fan Nicole or super fan Sebastian or even the guy in...
Actually, you know what? I don't care if anybody fucking listens to the show because you know what? All we've been doing is like... listen to all these people that love us. Screw that. I don't care if you listen. You know what? John Howard can blow me, too. Australia, all of you. New Zealand, everyone.
There's some paper in there.
The Philippines. No, I like the Philippines. God bless the Philippines.
Yeah, God bless the flips. Yeah.
If you speak Tagalog or Tagalog or whatever.
Tagalog. That's a Girl Scout cookie, isn't
whatever
it?
Whatever you dirty pineapple heads speak, I don't care. I love you people.
Yeah, so send us email if you're
I love pancit.
From overseas.
Sindiguan. I love lumpia. Send me some lumpia if you're...
Tell us why your state sucks and you can win Toffee Faye's and autograph pictures and a Gathering of the Juggalos DVD just for being a listener of the Corey and Joel Radio Show and telling us why your state sucks.
And
so that'll
be
the big contest.
Other special bonus items.
Corey will...
I might pull some... I have so much random junk from movie studios.
Yeah.
Might just throw something in
okay.
for you.
Okay. That works.
Yeah.
So, Corey, and you can send us email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley. They have new servers. I guess I should plug them. They have new servers.
They were down the other day.
It was a slow down site, and now they have new servers. And, yeah. So, anyway. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. What else
Say? I will send you a small baggie. With clippings from a comedy club waitress's pubic hair.
Oh,
I don't even want you scissors. I will just pull those out.
Just pull them out with your teeth.
Yeah, just rip a mouthful.
What show did you?
I don't remember. That was.
It was called Service with a Smile. It was show 14.
Service with a Smile.
That show's going to disappear from the RSS feed. I'm going to change that. I'll change the RSS feed to keep that on.
That's a good show.
Because that is a good show. Show 14 was funny. So what would you tell
folks,
people chose to listen to?
Oh, many years hence. When Joel and I are enshrined in the Museum of Television and Radio in New York City, someday I want people to look back on show 14, Service with a Smile, and my rant about comedy club.
He does a rant about comedy club.
I've done comedy for 6 years. That might have been the funniest I ever was.
And I guess we can give a little backstory on that rant now. Hey, look, my cell phone's ringing.
Oh, that you stupid dick.
I know. Should I answer this? There's like 2 minutes left in the show.
Yeah, well, go
It's a celebrity. No, it's a celebrity. I swear it's a celebrity. Look who it is. It's a celebrity.
Yeah,
do you
go
want
ahead,
me to
answer the phone.
This? Okay,
just
hold on,
answer the goddamn.
Because we're going to have this guy on the show. I'm going to answer the phone. Is that all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, dude, what's happening?
Hey, can I get on with Jordan a lot?
Yeah, I can get you his number. Can you hold on like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
All right, dude. Yeah, 10 minutes, like, I don't know, 10 minutes. Did you need it right now? I'm in the middle of something.
Is that America's Sweetheart, J. Chris Newman?
Yeah, it is. Hey, Chris, we're actually, I left my phone on and we're recording our internet radio show right now. So, I'll tell you what, I'll turn up say hi to Corey.
You're on air.
What's up, Corey?
Yeah, so if you talk really loud,
Chris, can you hear me, baby?
What's up, Corey?
How are you, buddy?
There's J. Chris Newman coming in, big star.
It's a pleasure and an honor.
Yeah. Wow. So, hey, can I ask you a question? I'm going to give you the Tortolot email. You think your buddy from that goes to the DR will come on the show and talk about that? Well, yeah, I don't want to say his name on the air, but yeah, that guy. Okay. All right, so that's a future guest. No. His girlfriend is? Okay. Okay. Okay, this is J. Chris Newberg. I will plug your website, jchrisnewberg.com. You going to be anywhere, J. Chris? You're going to be on the Oxygen Network?
Oxygen Network.
That's faggot stuff. You want to call for its name?
Catch J. Chris on the Oxygen Network, jchrisnewberg.com. We'll have Chris on the show.
Yeah.
We're going to plug Laugh-A-Palooza on the show. We'll have you in. We'll do a live broadcast.
I want Corey to be on Laugh-A-Palooza with me.
Do you want to do Laugh-A-Palooza with J. Chris Newberg?
I will be your personal assistant.
Well,
I'll
talk to your manager about that.
No, my manager loves Corey.
Corey, you're the man.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank. We'll call you back in a minute. We're just going to wrap up the show now. Thanks, though, Chris. We'll have Chris on. Our first on-air caller. Later,
all right.
Chris.
Thanks, man.
See? You thought we wouldn't have a phone, and then Jake Chris
opened
the cell phone.
It wasn't exactly the way we intended to have a phone. If any of that comes through on the radio.
Yeah, I don't. We're going to really have to work on the audio. That was Jake Chris Newberg.
Chris Newberg's
funny
a guy we know. Good.
He's been on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Comedy Central. Funny comic.
Yeah, he had his
guitar. Plays the guitar.
And Premium Blend on Comedy
Premium
Central.
Blend. So we like Chris, and we'll have
he's
Chris
gonna
on
be
the
on,
show.
He's going to be back on Kimmel sometime
soon. He just called looking for a phone number. So anyway, tell us why
he's
going to
show on the Oxygen Network.
I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know
why.
We get
the weirdest, like the Jim McClain's got a show on Farmers Almanac,
Farmer's Almanac television.
Television,
Jim McClain. You can
how,
listen to that
what,
show.
What do we got to do to get a show?
We have a show. It's called the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
No, on television.
Oh.
Oh, you know what? Not be ugly.
Yeah.
That would be, yeah.
Drop 50 pounds,
you know,
and get nose
do
jobs. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Corey, what a show this was, dude. It's over.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
What?
Oh, it was
thank
great.
You.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good. No,
it
could have been a lot better.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Show 24. Send us your email about why your state sucks. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. Email to CoreyandJoelRadio.com is the email address. Oh, what's
Detroit left? Listeners.
Detroit
we
listeners.
We only have one more week before
oh,
the plug.
Oh, man, yeah.
Well, we have one another week. But
okay.
Early heads up. We'll talk more about it next time. August 9th, Joel and I.
Is it gonna... August 9th now?
Yes.
Okay, August 9th.
August 9th, I believe.
Okay, I thought it might be August 2nd.
9th.
August 9th.
August 9th, Joel and I are hosting a screening of the now controversial film, The Aristocrats,
yeah.
at the lovely Main Art Theater at Royal Oak Mission.
Yeah, so if you want to, we'll have some ticketing.
If you're really interested, if you're a local guy,
well, we'll
email
you.
Us and we'll get you some passes.
Yeah, email according. If you don't know about The Aristocrats, you can go to TheAristocrats.com and find
if
out all about
you
that
you live
movie.
In Perth, go blow yourself.
Yeah, go to the website.
You're
and
not going to get to Detroit in time.
Yeah,
to
so we're going to host the screening and do a Q&A and all that stuff because it's a movie about comedy made by comics, Penn Jillette and Paul Provenza.
Yeah.
Penn Jillette from The Great Penn and Teller. Don't we have some Penn Jillette? Can we tell people who Penn Jillette
oh,
is?
Oh, yeah.
Just so I mean, we have
and
a clip of
this asshole.
Then we have this asshole. That's Paul Provenza, I think he was talking about. But anyway, The Aristocrats will be hosting that August 9th. Email us if you want to go to the screening. Email us at CoreyandJoelRadio.com. Tell us why your state sucks. Win prizes. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, cha-cha-choo.
You're going to be at Lollapalooza. You'll have some Lollapalooza stories.
I will
you're going
about,
to Chi-Town
Chicago,
for Lollapalooza.
Chicago
Annex. You can tell us why Chicago sucks
I
and
might,
why Illinois
I might,
sucks.
I might stay with my friend the Dominatrix. We'll find
oh,
out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, bring your iRiver and get some audio over, like, beaten guys or something.
That was the funniest. We'll talk about that
in
further detail.
So Corey's going to Lollapalooza. I'll be at the Gathering of the Juggalos this weekend with
this
ICP.
Show Village, all we did was plug.
Charlie Murphy from Chappelle's Show will be there. I think I'm going to be doing a few minutes in front of his comedy act this weekend. Should be fun. And who else is going to be there? Mini Kiss. You know Mini Kiss? They're midget. They're the midget Kiss.
No.
They're called Mini Kiss. It's Kiss. It's the rock band Kiss. But it's midgets. It's midgets playing and singing.
There was
Kiss.
There was a band around here called there. Aces High that was just, they all dressed like Ace.
What happened to them?
They were like
really?
They were like, we'll cover Kiss, but we'll only paint ourselves
sure.
like Ace.
Okay, sure.
They broke up or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But they,
I was
going to
do,
around for a while.
Did you hear about my band that I started? It's called Cases High. We all dress like Wendy Case.
Oh,
wow, that's
inside.
Local. That's local. We want to have a band on, too. We're going to have a band on. Yeah. If you're a band and you want to play on the
show. I started a
show
called Cass's Booty Call.
Cass's Booty Call?
Where at 3 in the morning a 17-year-old calls me.
That's going to do it for the show, folks. Oh, wait, thanks a lot for listening.
Wendy Manface Case, everybody, from the
Cass Booty Call.
By the way, if you're in Australia or England and you like Detroit bands,
yeah,
just ask us about them. We'll tell you.
Yeah, we know all the Detroit bands, and most of them are humps. So, but if you are a Detroit band and you want to be on the show.
Literally, I know Marcy from the Von Bondies.
Marcy from
the
Von Bondies, you know?
Yeah, I know her pretty well. And not like
we know some guys.
Not like my best friend, but, you know,
the Sites and the Witches.
I talk to her every now and then. And like,
I know. I saw Wendy a couple weeks ago.
I have like a British friend who's
Paybacks.
Like, who like just creams his jeans thinking about like
Marcy
Detroit
Ballin
rock and roll bands. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We know Wendy from the Paybacks. We could have the Paybacks on the show, maybe.
No. We, you know what,
though? Not as long as it's a comedy show.
Well, when it's Corey and Joel live, though, when we do a big
show. We'll go on to a live show, or we'll have him right here in the studio. We got room in the studio for a band.
And we will have Chris Newberg on the show.
We'll have J. Chris Newberg. So, jchrisnewberg.com. Thanks for calling in, Chris, even though he was just calling looking for somebody's phone number. So, I got to call him back. I got to go because we're going to call him back. Hey, let's play Little Vines. Get us out of here.
This concludes the broadcast.
Thank you.
From World Control.
Bum, bum, bum. I hope it was international enough, Carl Svensson, or whatever your name is. We tried.
Yeah.
Play the Vines.
Yeah, we're going to try us in The Hague if you didn't
if
this,
you didn't. We're going to play a tribunal. More Australian music from The Vines, from Winning Days. The title track. Nice mellow tune.
Thanks for Paul Hogan, jerk off.
What about the battery guy? Who was the guy?
Oh, Jacko.
Jacko.
He was in Australian Rules Football.
Oh, was he
rugby player or something? The Highwayman. Worst show ever. Jacko.
Oi! Oi!
Anyway.
Good night.
Jag off in a tank top. Good night,
everybody. Good night,
everybody.